Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we just praise you, Jehovah. Oh, you are a mighty King, a mighty God. And we just come this morning to say thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that you blessed us with life and abundant life. Oh, Father, we thank you that we are called in Christ Jesus. We thank you that we have redemption in Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you that we reign in life by Christ. Oh, Father God, we are alive unto you through God, through Christ Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, we thank you that we have eternal life through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we are joint heirs with Christ. We are sanctified in Christ. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that our body is a member of Christ. We have victory through Christ. We are triumphant in Christ. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, that we are new creatures in Christ. We are the righteousness of God. Oh, Father, I thank you that we have liberty in Christ. In the name of Jesus, we are crucified with Christ. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that we are blessed of you, highly favored of you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Moku shaba kade. Ooh, yeah, la, moku shaba kade. Oh, we just come to praise your name. We just come to bless you today, oh God. We come to let you know that you are our King, you are our Lord, and we bless you. We praise you today, Father God. We thank you that it's no God greater than you, Father God. We thank you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you that you are the Lord of all lords. We thank you that you created, oh, every human being, oh, God. You created even the animals, oh, God. What a mighty God you are. Oh, we worship you this morning in the beauty of your holiness. We come to say thank you, Lord. We come to say thank you, Father. We say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy great and holy name. We thank you this morning, Father God, that there is no God like you, Jehovah. No God mightier than you. No God holier than you. You are righteous in all your ways. We bless you today, Father God. We just thank you that you are Lord, you are King, and there's no God greater. Hallelujah. 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 We bless you this morning, oh God. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you that you are Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you that we have been blessed with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We have been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him. We have obtained an inheritance in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We have been quickened with Christ. We are sitting in heavenly places in Christ. We have been created in Christ unto good works. And we just praise your name this morning. We bless you, oh God. We have boldness in Christ and access in Christ. We rejoice in Christ Jesus this morning. I thank you, Father God, that we rejoice in Christ. We press forward. We press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. God supplies all of our needs through Christ. Christ in us is the hope of glory. We are complete in Christ. We are dead with Christ. We are risen with Christ. Our life is hidden with Christ in God. Christ is our life. We have the mind of Christ. We are partakers in Christ, and we are preserved in Christ Jesus. So, Father, we just bless and honor you today. We give you all the glory, all the praise. We honor you this morning. We thank you, Father God, that you are Lord. You are Shepherd, you are King, and we bless your holy name today because you are a mighty God. You are the one who created the heavens, the earth. In 6 days you created man, oh, and you blew your breath into us, and we are still living souls today. We are created in your holy image, and we bless you, oh Lord. Well, we thank God this morning. We praise God for you. Yes, I'm talking to each one of you on Bible Storyland. I thank you for joining us this morning. I thank God for allowing us to be back on the air after resting a couple of weeks. And you know what? He's given us another day to rejoice and to be glad in him. We serve a great God. Ain't nobody like our God. Nobody can create a whole earth in 6 days and then rest. Nobody can create the sun and it's still in the sky and it shines at just the right time. Nobody can create a moon and the stars and they come on and shine at the right time every day. You know, we serve a faithful and a loyal God. So I say good morning to each of you and welcome back to Bible Storyland. I just thank God that, you know, we're still able to praise him and worship him, and we are still obeying our God. He is a great God. He's a mighty God. Ain't nobody like our God. So as we continually praise him, we continually serve him. He's almighty. You know, nothing is impossible to our God. Nothing is impossible. Nobody is great like him. Today is Children's Day. And we are honoring our children. Oh, yes, we are. You know, our children are a precious gift from the Father. So we are honoring our children this morning. And we thank God for our children. Our children up with benefits every day, and we are most grateful to you, oh God. And Father, I thank you that our children are chosen by you and they are blessed of you. Our children are our seed. And I thank you that our children will inherit our land. We are a part, our children are a part of a holy nation and they are blessed. Lord, bless their latter end more than their beginning. Lord, let your presence bless our children's lives, O God. Lord, let our children drink of the cup of blessings. Lord, bless our children and cause your face to shine upon them that they may, that their way may be, that your way may be known upon the earth and your saving health among the nations. Let our land, let our children's land yield increase and let the ends of the earth fear you. Father God, our children know you favor them because their enemies do not triumph over them. So, Lord, in your favor, make our children's mountains stand strong. Lord, entreat our children with favor. Let your favor cause our children's horn to be exalted, O God. Lord, this is their set time for favor. Remember our children, O Lord, with favor that you bring into our children, O God, and visit our children with your salvation, O God. Lord, our children entreat your favor with their whole heart. Let your favor be upon the lives of our children as a cloud of the latter rain. Let your beauty be upon the lives of our children, and let our children be well favored. I thank you that our children are highly favored of you. Let our children receive extraordinary favor from you. And we give you thanks, O God, for hearing this prayer in Jesus' name. Well, I bless God for each one of you this morning. I thank God for you being on Bible Storyland with us. And as I said earlier, it is Children's Day. And we have many people on with us this morning. We have cousins, Jackie, Travis, and we have her cousin from Paducah, Kentucky, Minister Donna Hawkins. You know, I thank God for each of you this morning. You are a blessing to us. So I just thank the Lord for you. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? You got your phone muted, Jackie? Can't hear you. All right, she got that phone muted, but she'll unmute it after a while. All right, Minister Donna Hawkins, how are you again this morning?
Doing great, Minister G. How about you?
I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. I'm thanking him every day for his mercy, for his goodness. He's good to us.
Yes, he is. Hi, Minister G. We're in the car traveling, so I'm hoping that the call won't drop.
All right. What you going to sing this morning to bless our children with?
The Lord is blessing me.
Amen. All right. Did you say you have some other people that's going to be singing with you?
Well, I have a whole car full. My husband's in the car, my mom, my sister, and Miss Maddie Bryant.
All right, go for it. We're ready to hear it.
All right. The Lord is blessing me right now, Lord, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now, Lord, right now. He woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord is blessing me right now, right now, right now. The Lord right now, Lord, right now. The Lord is blessing me right now, Lord, right now. He woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord is blessing me right now, right now, right now. He woke me up this morning. I was clothed and in my right mind. He didn't let me sleep too late. Oh, he woke me, he woke me, he woke me right on time. Oh, he woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. Oh, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord is blessed me right now, right now, right now. He woke me up this morning. I was clothed and in my right mind. He didn't let me sleep too late. Oh, he woke me, he woke me, he woke me right on time. Oh, he woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord is blessing me right now, right now, right now.
Woo, amen, hallelujah. The Lord is blessing me right now. Awesome songs, Minister Donna Hawkins, and I thank God for the people who were singing with you. He woke us up this morning. Yes, he did. And he's blessing us right now with life, abundant life, health, peace of mind, excellent strength in our body. So we have much to be grateful for. We are thankful. So thank you all so much. Where y'all headed?
We're headed to Hopkinsville, Kentucky. It's 86 miles from Paducah.
Okay. All right. I know the Lord's going to keep blessing y'all all day and all night and forever and ever and ever. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Tell everybody in your vehicle I said blessings. I'm sending blessings to them and love.
God bless you. We love you too.
All right. Amen. Jackie, did you hear your cousin sing that song this morning? Jackie, are you on yet?
I did. I was in the flea market on the elevator. I was just saying, sing it, cuz. Sing it.
All right now.
Hey, right, cousin, Keith and Miss Maddie.
Where'd
they say they were going?
I forgot. She said somewhere about 80 miles from Paducah.
Oh, that could be anywhere. Look,
Minister Donna, you still there? Uh-oh, she just hung up.
Yes.
No.
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. We're headed to Hopkinsville, and everybody can hear you, Jackie.
Guess what? She got knocked off, so she'll be right back on in a minute. Her call dropped. She'll be right back on.
Okay.
Yeah, her call dropped, but she's down in the basement at that building. But she'll be back on in a minute. All right. You know what? We're expecting some children to be on. Okay, Jackie's back on. Hold on, hold on.
Okay.
Hi, Jackie. You ready to sing?
I'm going to have to sing in a little bit because I'm trying to make a little, take a walk to a lady's house and a TV to another lady's house. So I'm in between elevators.
Okay.
Okay.
But Donna did answer you. She said they're in, what'd you say, Donna?
Hopkinsville.
Oh, all right. I love you all. Okay, I'll sing in a little bit, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Miss Shirley.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's a walker for your mom right here.
Oh, you got it?
Look.
All right, I'm putting her on mute for a minute. Okay, we have somebody on here, Minister Stacy. What number are they going to be calling from? Do you know?
Let me get it for you.
Is it a 478 number? Because somebody, oh, there they go. They press one. Hold on.
Yeah, 478 number.
Yeah, there
it's
they are. Hello, how are y'all?
Good.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Jabria. How y'all doing?
Good.
Did y'all have a good spring break?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it cold? Is it cold where y'all are?
No, no.
All right, all right. Well, it's warming up all over. I thank the Lord. I thank God for you, cousin, allowing them to come on. How you doing, cousin?
It's Audrey.
I'm doing fine.
All right, Sister Audrey. Thank you so much for putting them on with us. Brianka and Jabria, what y'all going to sing this morning?
Do you love Jesus?
Oh, my favorite. All right. Your mama not going to sing with y'all today. She going to let y'all sing by yourself, and I'm happy that y'all going to sing by yourself. Let me hear it, girls.
Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Yes. Yes, I love Jesus way down in your heart. In the yes, I love Jesus way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in my heart.
Aww. Awesome, awesome. We all proud of you. I know your mama's smiling over there. Y'all did awesome, girls. Awesome, awesome. Y'all got to come and visit me when you come back to Jacksonville, okay?
Okay.
I love y'all.
Love you, too.
Have a good day. All right. You know, we serve a great God. He is a mighty King, and he is so gracious. He is so gracious. And, you know, he said, lo, the children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of our womb is his reward. So I thank God for the children. You know, those girls are brave girls. They're away from their mama, but they sang a beautiful song. So I thank the Lord for them. I just bless God for children. You know, I love children, and they are such a blessing in my life. Oh, my God. I'm around children a lot. And they have, oh, my God, they're just so precious. They are precious. And you know what? I value them as gifts from God. And we have to value our children. You know, He's so gracious. He loads us up with benefits every day, and he gives us good gifts, the children. The children are the most precious gift that God gives us. And you know, when he gives us material gifts, those are nice. But all the gifts, of all the gifts that he gives us, the most precious gift is the gift that he gives us of our children. But, you know, sometimes our children don't know that they're precious to us. We have to let them know. I don't care what age they are. If you got a child that's 50 years old, 60, you got to let them know that they are precious to you. Tell them. Don't say, oh, yeah, my children know I love them. No, tell them. Tell them you love them. Tell them every day. Tell them how much you love them. Tell them they're precious to you, and you thank God for them. They won't know unless you tell them. They can't guess it. Don't tell other people. You know, I'm so proud of my daughter. I'm so proud of my son. Tell other people, but tell the children themselves. Say, I'm so proud of you. You are successful in life, and, you know, you do great things. I thank God, you know, for allowing me to mother you or father you. Tell your children how precious they are to you. They ain't going to know unless you tell them. They need to know. You know, don't let them be wondering, I wonder if my daddy loved me. I wonder if my mama loved me. Yeah, tell them you love them. Don't let them be guessing about it. So, oh, you know, I think they mad at me. I think they don't love me. No, no, no. Don't let your children guess about it. Tell them every day. And if they're around you, embrace them. Hug them. We're not going to be here always. We don't know if the children going to leave first or we going to leave first. So don't keep it a secret. Spread the love to your children every day. Now, you know, God is a good God, and our children should be treated with tender, loving care. Just like he gives us, God treats us with tender, loving care. They are more valuable than silver and gold, more precious than fine jewelry, like rubies, sapphire, gold necklaces, gold earrings. They're more precious than that. They're more precious than our pets. They're more precious than cats and dogs and hamsters. Now, most people adore and love their pets. When I grew up, most pets were kept outside. If you ask where is or do you know where your pet is, most people know. They know where their pet is. But when you ask, do you know where your children are, what do you answer? I'm talking to you. Everybody on Bible Story, I'm talking to you. Yeah, you. What do you say? Do you know where your children are? Most people allow their pets to lay all over them, to stay by their side. But their children are usually away from them, in their own room. They have meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner in their own room. You know, they're not taught how to use a fork or how to use a spoon or how to use a knife because they're in their own room. We need to be close by our children. Observe them. Observe their attitudes. Observe how they're thinking. And we need to make corrections when their thinking is off, when their attitudes are nasty. And I'm telling you, we got nasty attitudes when we were children, and we got corrected, smacked on the bottom, smacked on the hand. And we need to do the same thing. I met a young man in the grocery store one day, and he was talking. He was so proud of his children. He was talking about them, and he never corrects them. He said, I don't correct them. I don't spank them. I don't do that. But the Lord said, if you spare the rod, you're going to spoil that child. He said, if you beat him with a rod, you're not going to kill him. He said, spare the rod, spoil the child. You got to correct them. How they going to know? They can't grow up like weeds. They can't, you know, people even take their children. They, you know, their pet gets lots of attention. Children many times are neglected. We buy them material things. We buy them anything they want. Mama, give me this. Daddy, give me this. Mama, give me that. We buy them anything they want, material things. But guess what? They still feel you don't love them. My daddy don't love me. I ain't been hugged them. My mama don't love me. You got to hug your babies, hug your teenagers, hug your youth, hug your young adults, hug your old children. I don't care if they, you know what, I was in my 40s, and my daddy was still living, and I was sitting in his lap, still. And I was grown. So, you know, we're never too old to receive love from our parents and for our parents to show love to us. Yeah, our children need spiritual, physical, and emotional attention. When we take our pets to get shot and to training school, you know, they learn a lot. But do we take our children and train them? You know, they're trained. Are they training them in school now? What are they training them in school? I've been in a lot of public schools, and I tell you what, they're not being trained there either. So they're being neglected everywhere. They're being neglected in the home. They ain't being trained. I'm telling you, because I see them. I say, come here, baby. They turn up their nose and get an attitude, and you correct them, and they just about cussing you out. I had a child call me a B-I-T-C-H to my face in a public school. Now, you know she didn't learn that just by accident. Why did she feel she could cuss an adult out and get away with it? Do we know what our children are doing? When the teacher calls you, do you say, my child wouldn't do that? Or do you say, okay, I'll be right there. I'm going to check them on that. Why would a teacher call you to lie about your child? Some people say, well, I don't believe my children do. You don't know what your children would do. Your parents didn't know what you were doing half the time. You know, you tried to hide it from them. Teacher called, oh, my, I didn't do that. They lying on me. Oh, come on now. Let's be real. Let's be real. Our children are human. They were born in sin just like we were. So we got to correct them. Love is instructing. Love is correcting them. Is there anyone on the air with us today who's training up their children in the way they should go? So when they get old, they won't depart from the way they should go. What way should they go? God's way. If they ain't going God's way, believe me, they're going the devil's way. It's only two ways. It looked like it may be more, but one way lead to righteousness, the other way lead to hell and damnation. So if you're not training them, they're going the devil's way. Their minds are valuable. Train them up. Don't neglect them. So, you know, we got a big job to do. And you know what? I train the children on the street. When I see them running out in the street and doing things, I correct them right on the spot. To me, they all belong to me. I ain't birthed them. No, I have not one birth child. But they all mine. I have a responsibility to the children of this world. When I see them smoking pot, cussing in the street, you know, doing things that have no business, I correct them. And guess what? I do it in a loving way. I said, hey, what's going on? I have a conversation with them. I don't just put them down. You know better. I have a conversation. I engage in a conversation with them. And I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, lead me how I should speak to them. Lead me in what I should say to them. And you know the Lord does it. You know, we have to train up the children, not just our birth children. We got to train up all the children, not just the birth children. We are a village. We are a village, in case you didn't know it. I see children fighting in the street. I blow my horn, I roll my window down, and I say, cut that out. Get away from them. Yes, I do. People say, well, you know, you could get, hey, yeah, anything could happen to me. But I care about them. I don't want to see them go to hell and damnation. So because of the love I have for them, I correct them, instruct them. And that's what God expects of us. I mean, you say, well, oh, I even had a friend who said, I don't let nobody correct my child. Oh, my God. You can't train them up by yourself. You need other people. You know, in Deuteronomy 4:9, it says, only take heed to thyself. Keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from the heart all the days of thy life. But, listen to this part, and teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. In other words, teach your children, your grandchildren, your great-grand, and if you have great-great-grand, teach them too. Yes, he said it in Deuteronomy 4:9, Deuteronomy 31:13, and that their children which have not known anything and hear and learn to hear the Lord your God, as long as ye live in the land with you go over the Jordan to possess it. Now, you all know this one. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Isaiah 28:9. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he understand to make understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. That's the word of God. We got to train up our children daily. We got to instruct them. We got to correct them. Now, you know, God gave them parents. He gave us parents. If he didn't want, you know, if he wanted their children just to grow up like weeds, he wouldn't have given us parents. He wouldn't have given them parents. But no, he said instruct them in the way they should go. He's emphasized it over and over. Instruct and teach. You know, the first human beings were made adults. They didn't have no parents. God was their parent. They used to meet with God in the garden. He first made man, whom he named Adam. God created man in his image, and in the image of God, he created male and female. And God blessed them, and God said unto them in Genesis 1:28, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The first commandment God gave Adam and Eve was to be fruitful and multiply and produce. Now, I made a mistake with that. It wasn't the first one. The first one was about the tree in the garden. But this one was the second one. He said, be fruitful, multiply. Now, what does that mean? Multiply means to increase in number. When you count by five, you go 5, 10, 15, 20, 20. That's an increase in number. So we got to increase, multiply, replenish the earth. That's not just to Adam and Eve. That's to us, too. So those who are having babies and don't want them, have them anyway. Love on them. You don't want them? Give them up for adoption. Don't abort them in the womb. God said, be fruitful and multiply. Don't get rid of them. Yes, they are babies. When you start having sex and you conceive, they are babies in the womb. I know what the world is teaching you about them, but that's the wrong teaching. That teaching is from the devil, the pits of hell. He don't want you to have children. He don't want you to replenish the earth. The devil doesn't. But God said, be fruitful and multiply. He said that to man, not just to Adam and Eve. That's for all of us. So we have to fill up the earth with our children, and we have to teach them. Now, he said, in the next verse, he said, replenish the earth. In other words, you got to fill it up with people to fill it again. The next verse, God even told them what to eat. So we got to know how to feed our children. We can't feed them potato chips and McDonald's and Burger King, have it your way. There's no nutrients in it. We got to feed them brain food so they can learn and they can be alert. You know, most children, I see a lot of children walking down the street, 7, 8 years old, got a cell phone in their hand. Now, it's danger lurking all around them, but they're not paying any attention to it. We got to teach them to observe those things that are around them so they can be protected, so they ain't going to be shot down. We got to teach them to reveal. If you hear a secret going around in your school that somebody's going to bring a gun or a knife, tell on them. It could be you getting shot. It could be you getting knifed. Teach your children to tell what's going on around them. Teach your grandchildren, your great-grand, tell what's going on around them. You're not ratting on anybody. You're saving somebody's life, and lives are valuable. After, you know, God told people what to do. He said that everything that he made was good. That's including our children. Before Adam and Eve multiplied, deception came, and they sinned against God. They disobeyed his commandment. They disobeyed his commandment. And guess what? Many of us are still disobeying God. He said, you know, don't do this, but do that. Don't. We want to do what he said. Don't do. That's the bent of a human being. But daily we got to repent and say, Lord, you know, I heard you say that, but I did what I wanted to do. I do it all the time. I have to repent daily. Because, I mean, I have these things I want to do, but God already has the way made for me for that day, so I got to be obedient. Now, Genesis 2:16-17, God told Adam, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou may freely eat, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. If you eat of it, you will surely die. For the day that you eat it, you're going to die. Now, Adam and Eve didn't die physically. They died spiritually. They lost their connection with God. When we sin, we lose our connection with God. That's why we got to repent and be reconnected to God. Now, God didn't tell Eve about the tree. He told Adam. Adam was to train, was to teach Eve what God said. And he was standing right there when the serpent was deceiving Eve. And Adam knew, but he just allowed Eve to persuade him, to persuade him in doing wrong. Don't allow your mate to persuade you in doing wrong. Stand up for the truth. Say, no, no. God said for us to do this. God said for us to do that. So, you know, we got to remember what God said in his word. God's word is true. His word is awesome. We can't neglect his word. We can't overlook what he said. You know, I hear a lot of people say, oh, if I do this, God going to forgive me. No, you're making plans to sin against God. Already you in sin. Already you in sin. So, you know, God said in Genesis 3, he says, now the serpent was more subtle than all the beasts of the field. You know the story. But he came to Eve. Why did he go to Eve instead of Adam? He could have gone to Adam and tried to trick him. But no, he went to the woman. You know, women have soft hearts and you know, they can be easily deceived. And so he knew who to go to. So he deceived her, and Adam stood right there and did what she told him, and then sinned into the world. And because they sinned, sin entered into their children. Their children were born in sin. Just like when our parents sin, we come in the world in sin. God accepted Abel's sacrifice. He had a good attitude. He was obedient to God. But Cain, on the other hand, had a bad attitude, and he was disobedient to God. Now, God warned him, but he got angry. He got very angry. That sin carried over into their children. When we sin, it carries over into our children. So we got to be careful what we do. They didn't listen. Adam and Eve didn't listen. Thus, bloodline, generational curses began. They were, you know, they passed down from one generation to the other. And we have to pray and ask God to cut off generational curses in our family so our children will not receive generational curses, but they'll receive generational blessings from God. I know you want your child to be blessed of God. So our children will not receive generational curses, but blessings from God. We want them to be blessed. As parents, we must be careful what we think, how we think, and what we do. Because even when you're away from your children, it's in your blood, and it's going to be passed down to them. Trust me. Your children ever did something, and you say, oh, my God, I did the same thing when I was a child. That's one of those bloodline generational things that's passed on. It could be good. It could be a blessing or a curse. We pass the curses down and blessings down. So, you know, we got to pray that God will break those generational curses in our, off of our children. So let's obey God so that our children will obey God. We can't just, you know, keep sinning and thinking, you know, my parents used to tell me, especially my mother, she said, what's done in the dark don't come to light. So a lot of times what we do, our children are going to find out. Or is somebody going to find out? God already knew before we did it. Don't you remember when he spoke to Judas? He said, do it quickly. He knew ahead of time. And sometimes you see what your children are going to do ahead of time. And you say, don't you try that. So we have to continually. Now I'm going to read, I'm going to pray a prayer to break curses and release blessings of God over our children. Our children are redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus. Our children are the seed of Abraham, and his blessings is theirs. Our children shall choose blessings instead of cursings and life instead of death. Our children break and release from themselves all generational curses and iniquities as a result of sins of their ancestors in the name of Jesus. We break and release our children from all curses on both sides of the family back 60 generations. We break all curses of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination off of our children in the name of Jesus. We break and release our children from all curses of pride and rebellion in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves from all curses of death and destruction in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves and our children from all curses of death and destruction in the name of Jesus. We break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity from our children in the name of Jesus. We break and release our children from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt in the name of Jesus. We break and release our children from all curses of rejection in the name of Jesus. We break and release our children from all curses of double-mindedness and schizophrenia in the name of Jesus. We break and release our children from all curses of Jezebel and Ahab in the name of Jesus. We break and release our children from all curses of divorce and separation in the name of Jesus. We break and release our children from all curses of lust and perversion in the name of Jesus. We break and release our children from all curses of confusion and mental illness in the name of Jesus. We break and release our children from all curses of idolatry in the name of Jesus. We break and release our children from all curses causing accidents and premature death in the name of Jesus. We break and release ourselves and our children from all curses of wandering and vagabond in the name of Jesus. We break and release our children from all spoken curses and negative words spoken against them by others and by those in authority, and we bless our children. We break and release our children from all self-inflicted curses by negative words we have spoken in the name of Jesus. We command every demon hiding and operating behind a curse to come out of our children right now in the name of Jesus. So I thank God, you know, that he will remove generational curses when we ask him to do so. And, you know, we serve an awesome God. He has a plan now, but it's a walk of faith. We may not understand his plan. You know, Psalm 78, 1 through 8 says, give ear, O my people. Listen, my people, to my law. Excuse me. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark things of old, which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from our children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to us, and we should make them known to our children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And they may not be as their fathers or their mothers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a regeneration that set not their heart aright and whose spirit is not steadfast with God. So we're praying that our children will set their hope in God and not forget the works of God and keep his commandments. So I thank God this morning for each of you. And, you know, we are truly blessed. We have so much talent on Bible Storyland. Many, many talents. And God has chosen his best to bless us with a word this morning. We are very fortunate to have with us today as a guest speaker, a woman of God who comes on with us weekly. She is a wife, a mother, and a child of the Most High God. She's a child of the King. She is very talented in song, and she loves to praise our King. She's a prayer warrior, intercessor, and her girls sang this morning on Bible Storyland. I present to you Minister Stacy Holman. Good morning again, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm blessed. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's an honor to be on your show this morning. Amen. Amen. Give it on to my pastor that is on the line, Pastor Shaw, Reverend Shaw, and unto God, in the name of Jesus, and to my family. Amen. But amen. What I have to share with you, if I may pray, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, just bless your name, God. Just thank you for being so awesome, God, and waking us up this morning, God, in the name of God. Let every word that I speak, God, be a sound of knowledge, Lord God. Let it be accepted to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Not a word to do what it's called to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Destroy yokes and break every chain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you and bless you in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. The word of God, the message, the title of the message is Where No Sense, God Gives Understanding. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I'll be coming from Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, amen, where we're talking about Nehemiah and the children of Israel at the gate, the water gate. In the name of Jesus. Just a minute, let me move to another room. Amen. It's talking about the children, how Nehemiah was building the gate, the gates of Jerusalem, and how he called an assembly, and all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate, and they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. Nehemiah, the gate is now built that was torn down, the gates of Jerusalem, now is built, and Nehemiah is the governor, and he's commanded that the people of God come together in the name of Jesus, that they come together, and that they called all the praisers, they called all the ministers together, and they gathered all the people together, and also it was the time of the Feast of Tabernacles, and at that time no one was to dwell in their houses at this time, but the enemy fought the people of Jerusalem so hard that they had to sell, they had to mortgage off their land to be able to get to buy food, to take care of their children. And now here they are in a place at the street of gate, let me say for verse 5, and Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, and he was above all the people. And when he opened it, and all the people stood up, and Ezra blessed the Lord and the great God, and all the people answered, amen, amen, and lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads. and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Now I'm jumping to verse part of verse 7. And the Levites called the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book in the law of God secretly and gave the sense and caused them to understand. They didn't understand, you know, what was going on, but God gave them understanding. It says, sense means a way in which an expression or a situation can be interpreted, a meaning or feeling that something is the case. Sacrifices were to be offered only at the door of the temple, but praying and preaching were, and our services of religion are separately performed in one place in another. Masters of families with them to the public worship of God. Women and children have souls to save and ought therefore to acquaint themselves with the word of God and to tend by the means of grace. Little ones of reason must be trained up to religion. Ministers, when they go to the pulpit, should take your Bibles with Ezra, which Ezra did so. Since they must fetch their knowledge according to the rule, they must speak and must show how. So only to do so, reading the scriptures and religious assemblies is the ordinance of God, whereby he is honored and his church is edified. Those who hear the word should understand it, else it to them but an empty sound of words. It is required of teachers that they explain the word and give the sense of it. Reading is good and preaching is good, but expounding make reading better understood and preaching more convincing. It has pleased God in almost every age of the church to raise up not only those who have preached the gospel, but those who have given divine truth. What God is saying is, he gathered those people together. God said he wants to save our families. He knows that we're going through stuff. And he said the joy of the Lord is our strength because he has led us in a plain path. Because we have him, we have his word in his presence, full of joy. God said he wants to save our families. He wants to raise up. He wants every man to be saved. He wants the word to be taught so good that sinners will humble down and become saved. They would turn their lives to Christ. Not only are we getting the word, but when we better understand the word, we can abide more in it. In the name of Jesus. And verse 9, and Nehemiah, which is the Tarshatha and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people and said unto the people, This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto the Lord. Neither be ye sorrow. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. No matter what we're going through, God is our strength. We know that God will take care of us. Hallelujah. No matter what we're going through, that God is there for us, that we shouldn't fret, that God wants to save us all. When they had this assembly, it was the time of the Feast of the Tabernacles, and the people had to come. If they didn't come, then the plague would be upon them. Those that came, they were blessed. And God was saying, don't worry, even though they've been through some trials that just finished the walls are done, and they're worried about where they're going to live, how they're going to do this, and how they're going to do that. God said, don't worry about it, I got you. You're in my hand, I will take care of you. You know, I will meet all your needs. And it said, God's bounty. God said he wants to save. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It was a good sign that their hearts were tender when they heard the words of the law. People were to send portions to those for whom nothing was prepared. It is the duty of the religious feast as well as the religious fast to draw out the soul to the hungry. God's bounty should make us bountiful. We must not only give to those themselves, but send to those out of sight. Their strength consists in joy in the Lord. The better we understand God's word, the more comfort we find in it. The darkness of trouble arises from the darkness of ignorance. Amen. So when we put our trust in God, we don't have to worry about what the enemy is going to do. We don't have to starve because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We have him. We have everything. It's in his word. It's in him. And you just have to be encouraged that God is with us. Amen. It says, where no sense is, God give understanding. you think it's, you know, we come to church like, God, nothing is changing, you know. Nothing, no, nothing, seems like nothing is changing. But if you keep going, keep sacrificing, God will give you understanding. God will direct you. He will save you. He will bless you. He said, my right hand will bless you forevermore. He will bless you. He will take care of you and meet every need. You don't have to go and try to do things on your own because I'm with you. And so the people, and the people of God, they worship and they pray. They learn. They got in the Word, and not only for us, it's for the children. They got in the Word for 7 days. Amen. That sounded like a revival. They were sitting there for 7 days. They made their little booth, you know, to dwell in while the priests were teaching them the Word, while they were learning the Word. The victory is in knowing the Word. When you know the Word, you can have comfort and you can rest in the Word. So I just say that's what the Word is. Where no sense is, God gets understanding. You may not understand what's going on, but it's for a greater good. He wants to save. He wants to save families, friends, supervisors. He wants to save. He wants to save people of kin, just that uncle you think they can't be saved. He wants to save them. He wants to save that aunt. He wants to save the whole family. It's not just for us. He wants to save as many that want to. He wants to be saved. He wants to save. So we've got to understand the things of God, but it's working out for our good. Amen. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. So just keep pressing on. Keep going to church. Keep going in. Keep getting understanding. Understanding of the Word. You understand in the Word, you can live. You know, you can live. Amen. And God bless you. Where no sense is, God gets understanding. Because all things working together for the good. He wants to save. He wants to save. He wants to save our family. He wants to save our home. He wants to save everybody. Amen. Sister Jean.
Yeah, I'm here. Amen. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. I thank God for that message. Where no sense is, God gives understanding. And, you know, even when we don't understand it, it's a walk of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I thank God for the message because, you know, God's ways are higher than ours. Sometimes we won't understand certain things, and sometimes he will reveal things to us. Sometimes we keep asking, Lord, help me, Lord, to understand. Lord, help me. And you know, like the song says, we'll understand it better by and by. We'll understand it better by and by. So sometimes the answer is not always right away. We have to wait sometimes for years. And then you look back and you say, oh, now I understand. It didn't make sense at first, but now I understand what God was trying to teach me. Where no sense is, God gives understanding. But sometimes we got to wait to get the understanding. So I thank God for that message, Minister Stacy Holman. Awesome message, awesome and powerful. I thank God for you. You know, you are so faithful to Bible Storyland. I appreciate you so much. You come on weekly and sing. You bring the girls on. And I just bless God for you. I just ask the Lord to continually bless you and your family and watch over you. And, you know, I learned a lot by what she was talking about, Nehemiah, when they were building the wall, how he called the people together. He saw that the wall was broken, and he called the people together, and they had a plan. And the wall got rebuilt because of Nehemiah and the leadership that God put in him. He was the governor. He commanded all the people, come on, let's get together and let's build the wall. So sometimes, you know, there are breaches in the wall, tears in the wall, you know, but we, even families, sometimes the families, you know, they provide a wall for the children, a wall where children can be safe. And so we got to keep on surrounding our children with love and consistency. Be consistent when you're, you know, with the children. She says, you know, we got to be saved. Many times we've been praying, Lord, save this one, save that one. And, you know, he comes at just the right time. And guess what? It's salvation time on Bible Storyland. And God said, you know, at one time he winked at ignorance, but now he's calling men everywhere to repent. He said he don't want not one person to be lost. If there are 99, 100 of us and one leads, He going to go get the one that's lost and bring them back. So we got to do the same thing. One that's lost, bring them back. So I thank God for the word this morning that went forth. And, you know, if there's anyone on here who's not saved, press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. All right. Look like everybody's saved. And I pray that there are no backsliders because God wants us to run to him. He don't want us to move backwards. He wants us to run to him and to thirst and hunger for him and his righteousness. So I thank God for each of you this morning. Anybody have a testimony they want to share? Press 1. Testimony, press 1. All right. Hold on. We got somebody want to give a testimony right here. Hello. Hold on. I'm putting you on live. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. This is Sherry Green. I just want to say I really enjoyed the program. I enjoyed the word. I enjoyed your words of encouragement. So just wanted to say that it was a blessing for me today.
Well, it's a blessing for you to be on, my friend. Thank the Lord for you.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right. Any more testimonies? Testimony time. Press 1. Wait, let me see. Miss Liddell, you going to sing a song for us today? Miss Liddell's on with us. Hey, Miss Liddell.
Hello. How are you? How are you all?
How are you? You just turned, what, was it last month or this month you turned 92?
Last month. Right. Yes, ma'am. I would just like to give strength to what I've just heard, you know, from you and the other minister and just say, you know, how good God has been to me within these 92 years. And I just pray for each and every one that this program will continue, you know, because it's spreading all over this many states. So it'd be able to reach a lot of people that otherwise maybe wouldn't go to church. But I just thank y'all. Thank God for you all. That's my prayer towards you all.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. Well, I was hoping Jackie would come back on, but she didn't come back on yet. But so it's prayer time. Anybody who wants prayer, press 1. State your prayer request. If you already press 1, you can just state your prayer request.
I'd just like to have prayer for my son, my family, and so many others, you know, out there that going through trials and tribulations, sickness. So I just ask prayer for each and every one.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. Anybody else? Press 1. If you already pressed 1, state your prayer request.
Amen. Jesus, continue to pray for my family and pray for my church. We're going to be having a grand opening on April 5th. And pray that all go well with that.
Amen.
My new church, amen, on the south side. Amen. Just pray for us. Pray for Civil Obedient, Apostle Vernon Shaw, and our congregation. And just pray for my family.
But all right. Pray thank you, Stacy. Thank you, Minister Stacy. Anybody else? Prayer request.
Minister G.
Yes.
Could you pray for my nephew, BB? He's in the hospital recovering from a stroke.
What's his name?
BB. And I said okay. My cousin. He's my nephew.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Press 1. Okay, well, we're going to go into prayer, and we are asking that we pray the Father's heart today. You know, I don't know what to pray, but the Lord knows, and I just depend on him to lead us in prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moko sheba kadidio ko sheba kadidio ko sheba kade. Lord, we just thank you today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are loyal and faithful, King, and that there's nobody like you, Jehovah. Father, today we bless you. We honor you. We honor your presence. You said where two or more gather together in your name, you will be in the midst. So we thank you that you are holy, you are faithful, you are loyal in the name of Jesus. And Father, we don't know how to pray as we should, so we consult you, the great and mighty God, to pray through us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that you hear our request even before we called you. You knew what we would say, oh God, because there is nothing secret, nothing hidden from you in the name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up your daughter, Ms. Goodell, and her son, oh God. I thank you for her son's health and his strength. Father, you know what he's going through in the name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up her family, and I thank you for her family this morning, oh God, strength for her family. But not only her family, there are many families who are going through trials, many going through tribulations, oh God, dealing with all kinds of situations, oh God. But Father, there is nothing impossible to you, oh God. All things are possible to you, oh God, because you are almighty. And so, Father, we thank you, oh God. You said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you will deliver us out of them all. And so today I thank you for delivering us out of every affliction, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Lord, I thank you that we are prospering in our health and our soul. You are giving us abundant life. And, Lord, many people are going through things in their bodies today, oh God. Even on Bible Story Land, many people are suffering in their bodies. So we ask you for a mass healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I lift up Sherry's nephew, BB, and my nephew, D, and I thank you for their healing, your healing virtue going throughout their bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, stroke and cancer is nothing to you, oh God. No disease known to man or unknown is too difficult for you, oh God. You're able to heal every disease. You are the great physician, oh God. Doctors are limited, but you're the unlimited physician. Oh God, I thank you, oh God, that you rule and reign in this world. You know every situation. You are moving on your children's behalf. I thank you that you hear and you answer prayers. And Lord, I thank you, oh God, for Minister Stacy and the word that she brought today. I ask you to bless her and her family in the name of Jesus, particularly her children, oh God. Bring them back home safely in the name of Jesus from their spring break, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I lift up her husband, her children, her extended family, and even her the congregation where she goes, oh God. I ask you to bless them as they're about to undertake a new adventure. They're building a new building. Oh, God, supply all of their need through your riches and glory. And, Lord, I thank you that they will continually remember you and all that you're doing on their behalf. And, Father, I thank you that they will consult you, the Most High God, to lead them, to guide them, oh, God. And, Father, as you lead the shepherd of your people, oh, God, I thank you that he will lead them in righteousness. He'll keep the faith, oh, God. He will be strong, oh, God, in you. He will depend upon you. He will not lean to his own understanding, oh, God. So, Father, we just bless and honor you, and we thank you for what you've done today on Bible Storyland and what you are continually doing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. I want you to know that I love each of you. I thank God for you. Our Heavenly Father continually bless you daily, load you up with benefits. Now, don't forget, obey God. That's how you show him love. Obey him and love him with all your heart, your soul, strength, and seek mind. Him. He said, when you seek for me with all your heart, you will find me. So don't forget to train up your children in the way they should go daily. Mm-hmm. Praise, and thank God. He is our creator. He created you. He created your children. He created every human being. So have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And I look forward to hearing from you next week. We're going to have a special time next week. So I bless God for you. I love you.
I love you.
Talk to you all next week.
All right.
Amen.
Bye-bye.